Target reading 2. One, the Queen of Crime. The 1920s and 30s are often said to be the golden age of detective fiction. Among the many writers of the era, one stands above the rest, Agatha Christie. Her books have sold more than 2 billion copies, making her one of the best-selling authors of all time. Today, she is widely known as the Queen of Crime. Christie was born in 1890 in a seaside town on the south coast of England. Like many young women of her time, she was expected to marry young and start a family. In 1914, soon after the start of World War I, she married Archibald Christie. However, the war delayed their plans. Her husband went off to fight while she took up work as a nurse. By 1917, she had qualified as a pharmacist, gaining detailed knowledge of medicines and poisons. She would later make good use of this information in her novels. During the war years, Christie created her first great detective, Hercule Poirot, inspired by the Belgian refugees she saw in her town. Her first novel, The Mysterious Affair at Stiles, 1920, introduces Poirot as a Belgian refugee with a distinctive mustache and a passion for psychology. When an old woman is mysteriously poisoned, it is up to Poirot to solve the crime. With its unique detective and many surprise twists, the novel was a success. More work soon followed, with Poirot eventually appearing in more than 30 novels and many short stories. Of all of these, the most famous is probably Murder on the Orient Express. In it, a man is found stabbed to death on a luxury train. Yet all 12 suspects have solid alibis. Who could have done it? Even those who have never read the book may know the story. It has been adapted into films, TV shows, video games, and even a board game. Unlike many of the characters in her novels, Christie died peacefully in 1976, leaving behind an extraordinary legacy. Indeed, her amazing mysteries continue to shape detective fiction to this day.